Blog Talk Radio.
Love all my enemies, curse it up. Good evening, family. I love that old song, Whatever It Is. My God, my God, my God, what a blessing to be with you all this evening. Listen, family, know that I love you. I miss you all so much, and my schedule is going to change so I can get back on here and fellowship, but I wake up at 3:30 in the mornings now every day, and so by 8 o'clock my time, maybe sometimes 7:30, Pastor Valores is already in the bed. So I do apologize if I have been missing in action. Even now, tears are running out my eyes, but I still press on for God and continue to keep my commitment to the family to always bring a fresh word and to fellowship with y'all, let you know that I love you. I pray for you. But God has been doing some mighty and some powerful things over here. Oh, my goodness. If I could just tell it all, I would. But one day I will. But it's just been blessing upon blessing. Just staying in the press, waking up, worshiping with God, praying with God, devotion with God, giving me new direction, new revelation, and just staying in his will and his way. And God has just been opening doors. Even today, listen, just on Monday I spoke talking about my first love was always teaching. And I used to always, you know, love teaching like Sunday school or Bible studies, things that were more like classroom settings. And then, you know, I was able to teach at the college level and do some other curriculums and training. And I spoke to God and said, you know, I kind of want to go back. I know it's COVID and pandemic, but Lord, I want to go back in the classroom. And that was on Monday. And today I got an email, my gosh, from I was attending leadership school under Dr. Matthew Stevenson, and got an email today that they're looking for a female leader school coach to do master classes and mentoring and stuff like that. And they're hiring for that, and looked over, you know, the things, the submissions that I've submitted for the leader school, and asked, said if I was interested, apply. Man, do y'all know I worked on that application and that resume all day. As soon as I asked, God turned that around. If you don't know who Dr. Matthew Stevenson is, please look him up. He's a young man on fire for God, about kingdom, busting tradition and religion, about true kingdom teaching. And so he's somebody that I admire. So just to get that type of opportunity, blessings like that, just blessings upon blessings. So
amen.
I just want
well,
to.
Amen. Can I congratulate you? Come on, put your hands together, somebody out there. Let's
shout.
How are you, woman of God? How are you? We miss you too.
Pastor E, I am wonderful. Man of God, thank you for still hanging there with me. Sometimes seasons just change, and that's one thing we have to understand and realize, that sometimes seasons change. Don't throw people away. Don't toss them
that's
away.
Right.
Don't start starting rumors about them or where they at and what they doing, and they done fell off or whatever. Sometimes seasons change, and God changed my season to get me more disciplined, you know, on early morning devotion and seeking him and different things like that. And in that, I mean, doors have just been open, Pastor E, and I've just
Amen.
Been blessed and been able to walk in them just in a mighty way.
Don't think we're not watching. I mean, we get a chance, even though I think we both broadcast on Sundays at the same time, but I know I do, and I know the Covenant Partners also watch Spirit and Truth when I get a chance to sit back and just reflect over my ministry for the day. Yours is one we definitely covenant with and pray with, and we see God doing great things. We need a banner for that back wall. It's too plain. We need to make that happen as soon as possible. You see, Pastor Anthony already upgraded and. We're looking to do greater things. So we just want to say hi tonight and know that you're not alone. Even though we're not seeing you as much, I miss you. I was just talking to Pastor Anthony today, and I said, you know what? I just realized I talk to Pastor Valores probably about every other day, three times a week, something like that, or a show. We ain't had our show yet for 2021. I'm the one who missed you. Wait a minute, hold up.
Listen, then even tonight, I have to find it. Tonight, y'all, I have been nationally broadcasted for the American Heart Association. So they did an interview and a segment on me and about my survival of heart disease. This makes year 10 for me.
Hallelujah.
So I know 10. So I'm like somewhere right now nationally being televised for my story.
We need that footage.
Listen,
We need that footage. We got to share that on all of our social media outlets. And definitely share that so me and all of our covenant partners that love you can share that and support you. And just wanted to tell you, I'm speaking for all that we walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. So if you know the Spirit and you know someone by the Spirit, I could tell if it was something going on or you fell off. Don't let nobody talk about my sister that fell off, because I'd have been the first one to be notified. But elevation sometimes takes seclusion and discipline and consciousness. So we got you. We still pray every day for you. We know you here. When are we coming back for what is the name of that show we had together?
Let's talk about it. We're going to get it back. Let me just get through. I got some, still got the other job training. They're going to train me to be a trainer, which is also on the national level as well. So then, therefore, I can hold national classes. Now, listen to me. Y'all don't understand. I mean, it's just God just by opening doors. Like, okay, I don't, doors that you're not qualified for. And they said, we need to train a training class. So then, therefore, we have people all over Salvation Army that needs these classes. If I hold the classes, they have to travel to me. To come to me to teach them.
Right.
So I know everything has been on national. And the thing is that God was moving me from local, local. I still do. I still love my brothers and sisters and things like that. But he's like, I need to get you out. And one thing that you have to understand, men and women of God, when God is setting a standard for you, don't expect anything less. When people start calling
you tonight. You ought to preach on that.
I'll add it to it. But you can't. You really and truly can't. That's just like
I asked a question. Just the other day, and I'm gonna get out the way. But I asked the question, do you really know your worth to God?
Man,
even in your wretchedness. That's when I knew my worth to God, when I was about to explode and be done with. That's when I knew my worth. That's when I knew he really loved me. But most people still don't realize that, because we're going through situations and we think we could blame God or say, why God, instead of knowing it's not God, but it can be God. I'm going to let that set in. Woman of God, I love you. I want to just touch bases with you. I know many are going to touch dial one tonight, because we want to just continue to support you and let you know that we family. We ain't tripping.
Exactly.
Don't call that 911 call, because we will be on our way. Minister Terry will tell you later. We'll be on our way. And we come in strapped.
I am so glad about it, because, listen, I'm serious. On your local level, people will they'll start rumors on you quick. It's not – the real people will call you. Let me just tell you that. Real people will call you and be like, hey, what's going on? Hear it from your mouth instead of all that behind the back scenes. Tell people, I said, I'm good over here. I just got to do the work of the Lord and the will of the Lord. Sometimes, and some of y'all need to go quiet too. I'm letting them know, like, going quiet don't mean that you fell off. It means that God is trying to prepare your character for the transition. You can't get your character prepared when you got a whole lot of stuff going on. Sometimes he needs to stop you, slow you down, and change the direction. So I just thank God for what he's doing. And I know I kind of somewhat talked about it, and, I'll mention it here first, because it's in a couple of days, but I'm getting married. God also did that and blessed me in my life. So this has just been nothing but elevation from God, because this has been nothing but God showing me how worthy I am of the blessings that he has for me. And I'm telling you, coming from not even understanding
Wait, hold on. You know, we love you, and you just kind of threw that in there and just kept talking about other stuff. Hold on. Hit the brakes. Just fast. Wait a minute. Hit the brakes. You're getting married. Okay, now, since you said it, I can say I'd already been privy to this information, but since you made it open, now, when are you getting married?
Saturday.
This Saturday? The day before Valentine's
Saturday.
Day? February 13th. Write that down, Minister Jerry, please.
We've seen
through pictures, and like I said, me and you talk, so I know that's what relationship and fellowship brings, is that you can communicate with one another, and everybody's business. So I'm glad everybody ain't ran out talking about Pastor, he said this and all that, and you released it here on the network. So I feel comfortable. But we're happy for you. We know that you wouldn't make a decision or a move without the Spirit of God. I know that much.
Definitely.
I can't speak for nobody else. Let me say that loud and clear. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know Valoris Brooks will be under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and the results will come from her hard labor and her hard work and what God has spoken her life. So don't think that she's been searching or hoping. God has spoken this into her life, and now for something authentic to come is something most people need to stay out of anyway. I was listening to a friend of mine, and he said, you need to date in private and get married.
There you go.
And then come to Facebook married.
That's why I said it now, because I didn't want you to be like, why you didn't say nothing on the broadcast? Because that's exactly what we're going to do on Saturday. We're going to come to Facebook married. Like, okay, you've seen a little here and there, but not much.
Where you get married at?
In our house, right here in the house.
It's
going to be big.
I thought you said Vegas. I was going to say, can I marry y'all? I'm going to meet y'all in Vegas. We're going to take over the
town. We'll be there later this year. But no, right here, nice private ceremony. You know, like you said, it's just me, him, and God. When I listen, y'all, I have a godly man. I don't have a man that play God. I don't have a man that play church. This man is dedicated to the devotion and the will of God every day. He don't move until he get a word, you know. So I'm wearing a true man of God, and very disciplined, very dedicated, has shown me nothing but God's love and heart. So like you said, I stayed before the Lord, because when I first met him, I said, you need to talk to Jesus about me. He like, you need to talk to Jesus about me. I'm somebody too. I'm like, ooh, okay. Amen. So, you know, that's a good start. But,
amen.
And then one of my prophetic pastor friends gave me confirmation. She didn't even know anybody that I was dating. And she saw us together one day, and she looked, and she just spoke in the spirit, just went straight in the spirit and just started prophetically prophesying. So God keeps giving me confirmation, and I keep asking him for it. And, you know, my family, you know, last confirmation, like, yeah, he the one for you. All them other ones, we was wondering and hoping and wishing you didn't go that way. But this one, we good, you know. So God just keeps giving me confirmation upon confirmation, and I have no fear, but all faith. And we all ministry and kingdom. We ready to travel and do the things of God and be able to preach, you know, all over the world. And he has a true powerful testimony and message himself. So this
Amen.
Is what we're doing together is kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, we apologize that this broadcast has been turned into Let's Talk About It. But this is something that needs to be talked about, is that how God can really bless you when you're disciplined and you're conscious and you're focused on him. And so I'm glad I was a part of this segment, but I know there's a word, and I know a word has to be released. So I want to back out and just say thank you for letting me be a part of this this segment of your broadcast. I look forward to everything that's about to happen. And I can see things already in the spirit. And I know that God has you, but you better know we got you too. So either way it go, don't worry. We are here for you. We got you. We got you. We support you. I know Minister Terry probably flipped, ran, fell over her counter chair. We supposed to be there for I know she has. I know right now she's like, why you don't blast me like that, Pastor? But I know she's sitting there like I am. Like, I'm supposed to be there for this.
But I know.
We respect the time, and we know that there can be other ceremonies that we can all really get together. Mm-hmm. We know we're in COVID-19. We're still in isolation, and we don't want a wedding that's isolated. So I'm glad I couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Now we submit,
yes,
and get out the way, Lord. We say to the woman of God, let him use you. Let him speak through you, but let him teach through you that we'll not leave this place the same. We release our anointing on you to submit to the word of God. Oh, my God. We submit our authority right now that we are children at the footstool of Jesus, ready to hear a word that will change us, that our lives will be rearranged, and now we can help others to know how real he is. In Jesus' name we pray, and let the anointing fall on you right now. Speak a word.
Amen. So again, giving honor to God, y'all, who's ahead of my life, as y'all have heard, and to definitely my friend, my brother in the ministry, Pastor E, all the way in California. And if y'all hear how we talk, you would think that we have been at least friends for at least about 5 years, but still never met in person. You act like we've been to backyard barbecues and everything else. But I thank God for that connection in the spirit with him to be able to minister on this level, this platform. I definitely always appreciate it. I don't take it for granted because God always has a word when it comes time for this broadcast. So again, listen, God took this mess of a person and has given her the greatest gift of all, which is being his messenger. That I'm always humbled about is being his messenger. So if it had not been for the Lord, y'all know that. Come on, let's have a little church. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, Lord, I have mercy. I don't know where I would be. So I thank you for his grace and his mercy. So we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. I have a couple titles for this message. I know I had posted it and I put out there walking in love, basically what it is. When you're up against tests and trials and obstacles. But again, too, it's about being a survivor. You've been tested and you've been tried, but you also survived. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. Apostle Paul and I might have to have a talk when I get to heaven. I always said, listen, I want to see Jesus. I'm going to have a talk with the Father. I'm going to have a talk with the Son. But then I'm going to go visit Paul, and me and Paul need to talk because I need to understand some things that he wrote. Because it just seems as though when you read the writings of Paul, it really truly fits now, even though he wrote it then. But I want to empower you through this word. 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 through 19 is where I'm taking my foundational scriptures from. I just want to bless you with that extra one because, again, one thing that I've come to understand, and I had the blessed time to be able to speak with my bishop earlier today and catch up with him, and I was talking to him about how God has really opened up kingdom mindset and how to stand on his promises. And what I had spoke earlier to Pastor E was, whatever standard God has set, do not expect anything less moving forward. God cannot go backwards. And so, therefore, if God set a standard for you to say, like, you know, you started off making $30,000, he blessed you with a job and you're making $30,000, understand that he's going to always elevate you from that 30. He's never going to go back. If God set you, you know, up to be, you know, somebody in the state level, understand that he's not going to turn around and make you city level. Now you got to turn around and you start going national level. So it's things like that, you know, and even to my soon to be husband, when he got a contract and it was a contract that was, you know, at a certain level that he wasn't used to. And I spoke to him. I said, now every contract after that has to be better than that because that's how God operates. So we had a praise party on that, because when God sets a standard and when you truly walk in kingdom mindset, and walking in kingdom mindset really is, you hear that a lot, but really is walking in the promises of God. What did God say? Stand on what he say and don't move from that. Don't try to pre-qualify yourself and say, oh, I'm not this or I'm not that, or God is not hearing me, especially, you know, the ones that might be on this broadcast that are not saved, and, you know, we're going to make sure that you get saved, or you're new and you still have some struggles or whatever. What did God say about that word? I don't care if you are a smoker of cigarettes. I'm all off a message now. But I don't care if you're a smoker of cigarettes. You don't sit there and claim being a cigarette smoker. Now you claim being the righteousness of God. You start speaking that over my life. I am healed. I'm delivered by the blood of Jesus. I am holy. I am. This is no longer in my body. I decree and declare that the cravings go. You start decreeing and declare who you are already, not who you will be, who you are already by his word. And when you start walking in that type of word and principle, every morning I get up and I look for a new kingdom word to walk in. And our we had two words this morning. His was the river, and we were looking at Revelations 22, and was talking about the river, and then also too when you in Isaiah, I believe it is 2:47, when he said, you know, and he walked a little further, he measured a cubit foot, and it was up to his ankles, then it was up to his knees, then it was up to his waist, and now he had to swim. And so then just looking at that word and what it really meant. We were walking in the river of kingdom, the trees of life on each side. We're pulling, you know, leaves for the healing of the nation and for our family and all that, and walking in the river of prosperity of God and plenty, you know, and things like that, and just walking. And then all of a sudden I come and I sit at my desk and I have an opportunity of a lifetime. So you got to understand that God cannot go back on his word when you walk in his word. And I just said, God, is there anything else that you need me to do? He said, just believe. I can do that. You ain't got no problem with me out of that. So I just wanted to drop that. You know, I'm going with the Holy Spirit, because somebody need to understand and know, listen, this word works, but you have to be in it, study it, know it, decree and declare it, and wait for it. That's it. Decree, declare, and wait for it. And watch how God begins to open up doors for you, open doors all the time. How God begins to show you his glory and his presence and his spirit with you all the time. It is just amazing how, I can't even tell you, from a few months ago, from where I was in God to where I'm at in God now, just by, again, seeking him, searching him, getting more motivated. And these are simple words. If you're looking at Spirit and Truth Ministries and what we're teaching this year, it's in God we trust. That sounds so simple. But yet and still, it's been hard for us to do because we did not truly understand what that really meant. And so, again, just in those simple, you know, terms. But again, let me get on my message. I'm so sorry. But I'm not sorry. But because I need somebody to understand, walk in the promises of God. Decree and declare them and believe. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at how what you're dressed in, what you have, what you don't have, who's around. Just decree and declare the promise of God and stand on it. You have to take the word back to God and say, you said in your word. When you say that to God, he'd be like, okay, because in his word, he said, it's just yes and amen. Through Christ, all his promises is yes. Did y'all not know that? I have to find that scripture for you. But in the word, it says all God's promises is yes, and the people respond back saying amen. What else do we need to know and understand but every promise of God is yes? So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. I do need to talk about love. I really and truly do, because it's not just walking in love. It's walking in love when you're going through life's tests and obstacles. That we don't mind loving when things are good, but will we still love and walk in love when we're going through the struggles of life, the test of life? So 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 and 19, I have a lot of scriptures. I have the King James Version. And I'm going to read it quickly, but please go there if you have it. It says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you." Did y'all hear that? The fiery trial is there to do what? To try you. Come on, listen. Let's say this together. The fiery trial is there to try you. That is its purpose. Okay, it does not come to harm you. It does not come to destroy you. It does not come to take you and wipe you out. The word said it only comes to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It ain't strange. It has a purpose. It was designed and set up to do what it's supposed to do. So don't fall out. Don't think that it's brand new to God. It was already set up to try you. "But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached," which means talked about, "for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and God resteth upon you." You should be happy if you being crucified for Christ. "On their part," that's on them, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Okay, so on their part, you're being talked about evilly, but in God's eyes, you're being glorified. Don't that sound strange? People talking about you, people stabbing you in your back, that don't sound evil to God. He like, no, that glorifies me, because they're talking about my daughter or my son because of them standing for Christ. I love the story of Lazarus. This is another pause break. I love the story of Lazarus because after Lazarus was raised from the dead, we got to go on and keep reading. After he was raised from the dead, then the Pharisees plotted to go kill Lazarus because people was now believing on Jesus. So that's glorifying God. Oh, they want to kill him because they're believing on me, or they're drawing attention to me? That's glorifying God. So let me keep going. "But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and first begin at us. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" The judgment comes to what? The house of God first. And understand that the house of God, not so meaning so much the church, but also means the church, but also means you, because you are now the temple of God. "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." Now, if you don't mind, I just want to read a few verses in the Message version, okay? A few verses in the Message version. It says, "Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. If you are abused because of Christ, count yourself fortunate. It is the Spirit of God and his glory in you that brought you to the notice of the people. If they're on you because you broke the law or disturbed the peace, that's a different matter. But if it's because you're a Christian, don't give it a second thought. Be proud of the distinguished status reflected in that name." Okay, so I want to stop there. So, again, what we're going to be talking about real quick is walking in love while overcoming obstacles. And I want to add again another title. I've been tested, I've been tried, but I survived. I've been tested, I've been tried, but I survived. And so... How many in here? So if you know now, I'm on this fitness thing, and I know years ago when I first started, everyone always started walking. Okay, As soon as you start exercising, the first thing you do is you start walking, whether it's on the treadmill or whether you go outside on the high school track or whether you walk the lakefront or whether you walk your neighborhood. The first thing you do is you start walking. And I remember when I was started back in the gym and started walking, you know, again, you get sore. Your legs get sore. You're starting to move things that haven't been moved in a long time, and you start being sore. You're eager to get started because, again, you want to lose the weight. You can already see the results. You already see yourself in smaller dress sizes and smaller pant sizes and just smaller anything right now. But you see yourself in smaller, you know, in smaller clothes, and you even have a vision as to when, you know, by the summer I want to do this and I want to do that, and or by, you know, your wedding date or by this date or whatever, you see yourself. But you forgot that between now and where you see yourself, there is a work that is in process. And so I saw the end results without considering the present struggle. I saw the end result, but I forgot and didn't consider the present struggle that I was going to have to go through in order to get those results. So those who worked out by walking know that after your first walk, again, your legs are sore, and, you know, and they can be pain and they can be burning. And that's why some people, when they get started to get that irritation, they give up. Because I know so many, sometimes when I work out and my muscles are sore, I want to take off the next day. Like, oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I'm still sore. I'm not going to go in today. Well, that day turns into another day and another day, another day. And before you know it, you don't go back because you allow that pain, that irritation, or that soreness to leave you, to not have you to go back. Well, hear a word. Let's hear the same word about love. That some, when you experience walking in love and you hear a word about love and you're excited about love and the benefits of love and how God is going to test that love and the rewards that you get, but you forgot that the end result requires a present struggle, okay? You do a 5-mile walk. I'm not up to 5 miles. I'm not even going to lie. But doing a 5-mile walk, you had to take that walk. Just look at the walks that you had to take in life. You had to take the walk of losing a job. You had to take the walk of your family turning on you. You had to take a walk of your doctor saying that your health is failing. You had to take a walk to divorce court. You had to take a walk to court for your son or daughter. You had to take a walk, you know, different things of life, with church folks talking about you, or even taking a walk with nobody walking with you. Every obstacle or every test and trial of life is a walk through, number one, we're talking about love, but a walk of faith, a walk of trust, and a walk of love. And so today I'm talking about love because, again, you have to walk through those processes in order to build up the strength and the endurance that you need in order to be able to survive the test, make it through the test, pass the test in order to see the results that you're looking for on the other side. And you stop. And so what happened is that when you walk some of those walks, especially, you know, let's take a look at, you know, when it comes to family, let's take a look at when it comes to, you know, relationships. Some of us took that walk that made us sore. When we had to walk that long haul to divorce court, that made us irritated, bitter, and sore. And because of that, guess what? We stopped walking in love and we sat on the couch of bitterness. Or when you had to take that walk to the unemployment line and file for unemployment because you no longer have a job, that all of a sudden turned into a couch of depression. You stopped walking because, again, what happened was is that because of the irritation, because of the soreness, and because of how you felt, you stopped walking and decided to choose another route. Somebody's saying, now, you don't understand what I've been through. I was walking, but you don't know how they hurt me. You don't know how real the struggle is. You don't know that, you know, I've been trying to forgive, but, you know, I had to quit because, you know, I understand. But you got to keep walking. That's the one thing that I need you to understand. You can't stop walking this walk that God has you on because love is everything. The word says they will know that you are this, you're my disciples by your love.
And that's not just love, again, as far as, hey, I love my brother, I love my sister, and when they write or when they treat me right or when they giving me something. No, this is the walk of love through your tests and trials. Okay? So let's take a look. Walking in love means my outside actions line up with his word while my inside feelings are all jacked up. Bottom line, you can quote that from me. If you want to know how to walk this walk of love, that's when your actions, your character, your attitude. So I don't just mean your outside actions, like putting on your makeup and, you know, and your nice looking clothes and what. I'm talking about when you are in the presence of people, your character, your attitude, and everything concerning you still looks just like God. Even in the midst of your insides, not even feeling it. Like, I'm hurting right now. I'm struggling right now. I'm about broken right now. I'm about ready to quit right now. But you still, what I was saying before, you stand on the word of God that this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You can stand on the word of God that, hey, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel whatever word you have to stand on, you still have to display Christ. Which is saying you have your, and then Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Which is saying have your feelings, but don't allow your feelings to jack up your action. Have your feelings with God, but don't allow them to jack up your actions where, number one, you fall out with God. Now you done stop praying. Now you done stop getting up and having your devotions. Now you going late to church. You go to church, but now you go late. You was always on time. No, you weren't on time. You was always early for church. Now you stop going to Bible study. You know what I'm saying? You start falling off little by little because of that hurt and pain. No, I need you to stay on those actions even more. I need you to stay on that walk of love even more when you're going through your tests and trials. Your actions should always exemplify love when you're going through. I see people posting selfies, say, I don't look what I like what I've been through, but behind the scenes, you're acting like what you're going through. You understand what I'm saying? We so good at posting cliches, I don't look like what I've been through, but you acting like what you're going through. You can't do that. When you want to sit up there and make up the outside and not work on the character that you need in order to display, again, I'm even saying, even though in your feelings, but you still have to make sure that you have the character of love. God is calling us to the table and to the carpet of love. Because, again, we have not displayed it like we should. We have been wishy-washy. We have been in and out. We have been picking and choosing and everything else. Even picking and choosing when we're going to love God. I'm going to leave that one alone. So back to the word. Let's find out why we are facing the obstacles we face. It says, rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory should be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye for the Spirit. So again, friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to conclusions. It is a spiritual refining process that you're going through. Verse 15 says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or a busybody. So basically saying, you know, if you're suffering because of your wrong, that's something different. But if you're suffering because you're trying to, number one, deepen your relationship with God, trying to deepen your trust in God, trying to get to the next level in God, trying to build your character for where your purpose and where God is trying to take you from, that's something different. Either you're suffering because you're a saint or you're suffering because you ain't. One of the two. So if you're an ain't, you're an evildoer, you're a busybody. I need you to get it together and get saved, and we can do that at the end of this broadcast. But those who are suffering for Christ or a Christian, I just need you to keep waiting. I just need you to keep walking, rather. Not waiting. I need you to keep walking. You have to understand that God is trying to refine us. That's another word that I really been, you know, looking into, that in the word perspective. God is trying to refine us, and I even was preaching the message on Sunday. I'm doing the test of God. The refiner's process is 2,010 degrees Fahrenheit. the fire that they use for the refining process of silver and gold, what they do is they put it in the fire, 2,000, not 200, 2,010 degrees. The impurities come up, they skim it off the top, put it back in the fire. More impurities come up, they skim it off the top, put it back in the fire. They keep doing that till nothing comes up impure. So you have to understand that is 2,010 degrees. What do you think your tests and trials might feel like? It might feel like 2,010 degrees. But the refiner's process is something that is needed in order for you to draw closer to God and to see more of God and less of you in the process. Okay? So what does it reveal? The refiner's process reveal His strength, not your strength. His purpose, not your purpose. His character, not yours. His greatness, not yours. His beauty, not yours. His righteousness, His love. If you see any of yourself, if you see any of your strength, your purpose, your character, or any of your self-righteousness in you, then I need you to understand why you are going through what you're going through. Because God is trying to refine you, and He's trying to refine you and making sure that you're going to always walk in love. All right, so I need you to get out of God's way. The Message Bible says it's a refining process, which means you're going to go through. It is designed to work out of you your will and work in His will. So then this verse, and then I'm going to, what time is it? Then I'm gonna start wrapping it up and allowing you to dial one to get in on this conversation. It's a lot more that I had, but I know me and Pastor E, we needed to talk at the beginning, which is fine because I can always come back. Y'all know I'm still here. So, but verse 15, this is what I really want to get to, and then I'm gonna close so you can start dialing one. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. This is a big one. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. You cannot be ashamed of your tests and trials. I found out the reason I stayed angry and bitter for so long is because I was walking more so in being shamed, condemning myself, and I couldn't get over the obstacles because, again, I felt guilty. I felt unworthy. I felt everything opposite of what God said that I was and who God said that I was. And it was because I was ashamed of what I was going through. I was ashamed of, you know, having gone through a divorce. I was ashamed about losing a job. I was ashamed about, you know, at that time I had to live, you know, times I had to live with a roommate. I was ashamed about being on the bus. I didn't have a car. I'm a whole pastor, and I didn't have a car. I was ashamed about being on the bus. I was ashamed about asking for rides. I was ashamed that my kids was getting on my nerves and they was getting in trouble and, you know, things like that. I was ashamed that I didn't have no money to support the church. I was ashamed to even be asked for anybody for me to go with them because I didn't have no money in my pocket to take care of my own, you know, food bill. I was ashamed about a lot of stuff. Just walking in the wrong thing and being ashamed, but forgetting that God is taking me through my tests and trials for His sake and His glory. It had nothing to do about me and how it looked on me or what people was going to think about me. It was all for God. It was all to get me to purpose. It was all for me to understand whether it was a test of humility, whether it was a test of pride, whatever it was still for His glory. So guess what? I'm not saying that you got to be happy, happy, joy, joy, but you do not need to be ashamed about the tests and trials that you're going through. You don't need to be ashamed about the clothes that you wear. You don't need to be ashamed about the car that you drive. You don't need to be ashamed. If you are in God, you need not be ashamed of nothing. I need you to walk with your head up. Because all you need to do is look around and say, well, Lord, it's all for your glory. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to make sure my character is not one of complaining and fussing and whining and crying and throwing temper tantrums and all this other. No, I'm going to stay in my walk of love. Knowing that your test is for a testimony of your survival. Every time I come on here, I'm turning around telling you, listen, I just went through this test. This is why I went through this test. This is what I learned. I survived it, and I want to be able to help somebody else. It comes to equip you to be able to turn around and help somebody else. We don't want to get that part out. We just want to get the woe is me and what about me and how I feel and, oh, I'm just, no. That one is definitely for another show. You cannot walk when you're walking in love with Christ. When you're walking in true love, listen. Let me talk to the people and how to get you to walk in true love. When you're walking in true love, even going through your tested trials, you cannot walk in regret. You cannot walk in unforgiveness. You cannot walk in bitterness. You cannot walk in guilt. You cannot walk in fear, and you cannot walk looking back. You have to understand, when you're walking in love and you're going through your test and trial, you need to walk moving forward. Amen? So, again, you cannot walk and worry about who is not walking with you either. Lord Jesus, there's a season of walking alone. Some tests and trials, you be wondering, like, this the worst one ever, and everybody fell off. You go through a test of just having a splinter in your finger, and it seemed like everybody there. Like, all the guys were splinter. You okay? I heard you. You all right? You need anything? I can stop by. I can drop something up. It was just a splinter in my finger. Oh, I'm praying for you. It seemed like everybody there. But you go through something major. Seem like you can't find nobody. You keep checking your phone to make sure it's on because the phone ain't ringing. Sometimes there is a walk where you walk alone. So now I wanted to get in the conversation. Like I said, there was a little bit more, but, you know, I hope that I got my point out. And as far as, listen, when tests and trials come, this is what they say, this now is the fitness test. Only what they say, that's what I'm looking for. Only the strong will survive. But guess what? You are strong. And you can survive this. You can truly, truly do this. I understand that how it feels. I understand what you're going through, but you can truly do this. But you have to keep your mind and your heart focused forward. That this is just a test and this is just a trial. And God is trying to work out his purpose. So dial one if you want to get in the conversation. Pastor E, if there's anybody on the board.
Come on, dial one, get in this conversation. I know there may be some congratulations on the line, dial one. And I know the first congratulations. Come on, Mr. Terry. You're
praise
live.
Praise God. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Good evening.
Somebody
hallelujah. Good evening, beautiful family. Congratulations, my sister. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey, praise God. I would say
thank
let
you.
Love have let love do what love gonna do. Jesus. You know, that's
yes.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I love to preach the word tonight. Do not
thank
be
you.
Ashamed. Do not be ashamed when we're going through some trials. We done made our peace with God and our trials because, Pastor Valores, that was right on time because, you know, it was a long time. I had hid that in my spirit. I was ashamed that I had a passion for nursing and messed it up. But God, Jesus, people would talk about you. She did this. And who are you? People would talk about you. That's why I said on time work, let love. Let God.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get bitter with him. I couldn't. I said, you know what?
Stop.
I'm bigger than this. I'm going to let God. But I praise God on time word. And I congratulate you. And like Pastor E said, if it wasn't too soon, we could get there. Get there. But we're going to be with you virtually, spiritually, and all around. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and,
you. Amen.
And please
and
let
about,
us know where you guys
have...
are
no,
registered.
Yeah, where you guys registered at, and we want to
yes.
support this. I know it's simple. I know it's pandemic, but you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
You better be glad I ain't. Oh, I ain't on one of them wild ones. We get a bus or something. But get ready.
He'll be on a red eye flight.
There is an RV coming for the Now Church California. Well, we're gonna be doing a city to city revival. I'm excited about that. And whenever God drops it, I'm on my way.
Amen. Amen. I will be definitely ready for you. And when I say, you know, not ready, I'm ready for Pastor. I understood that what I went through that year and you went through it with me as far as in starting the ministry and trying to come into the understanding of what God was really doing. And when he spoke and said, I want you to go back in January, I was like, what? Like, he said, I want you to go back in January, you know? And so I obeyed God. And when I went back, even though we're still building and don't have many members, the place that I was leasing from missed me. The security station that I got to pass every day missed me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's never about who's inside. Sometimes it's about who's outside that's watching.
Mm.
And so I thank and praise God because, you know, I went down there and, hey, you back. Oh, we miss you. How you been? I'm like, really? Okay. You know, and so therefore I make sure that, again, that's that walk that you have to do because you never know who's walking. Sometimes y'all, for real, and I was telling Frank the other day, I said, we're the only Jesus that some people read. And some people that read my story before, Pastor E wasn't Jesus. So I have to rewrite this story, and now that they only see now the story of Jesus, we can't. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta learn that who knows this part. Okay, now in front of them, now I'm not gonna be fake or phony, but in front of you, I'm gonna make sure that you get a different impression of me. We don't want to do that. We want to put people by the way. Somebody, I don't care what they think. I don't care that they can talk about me. I done got delivered from people. I'm not delivered from people because guess what? I'm called to people. I'm delivered from the opinions of people.
Whoa. That's a title there. Wait a minute. Can you repeat that, please? Because I'm preaching that one.
I'm not delivered. People say I'm delivered from people.
No,
you can't be
never.
Delivered from people when you're called to people.
Called to people.
The opinions and the reaction, which is not of God, I'm delivered from, but I have to see them pass that into the spirit realm. We want to pick and choose who we want to do that for. Like, well, we know, just like, okay, so Uncle Joe, he's an alcoholic. We already know. Okay, you can see the spirit that's on Uncle Joe, and you can forgive Uncle Joe coming to your barbecue and cussing everybody out and say, oh, that's just him and this, that, and the other. But when there's somebody that really and truly needs God and is suffering from a demon that's trying to control their life, you want to sit up there and you want to dismiss them? You don't get to pick and choose who you called to serve. I'll tell you, listen, a couple of years ago, I had to help my ex-husband, the one that really hurt me. He needed a place to stay. You understand me? Now, I could have looked at him like, you know what? But guess what? When you're called, you don't get to pick and choose who you're going to show Christ to.
That's right.
Some people are like, she was crazy. No, you don't get to pick and choose. And God told me that. And then right behind him came a woman that also needed a place to stay, a woman that had scandalized my name, talked about me, and almost smeared it across the whole U.S. I let her in because I don't get to pick and choose who I show Christ to.
That's right.
Christ on that cross didn't pick and choose who he wants to save. We got this thing wrong, y'all. That walk of love really truly means walk in love.
Walk in love.
Go on, preach it for me, Pastor E. Pick it up.
No. No, we'll be here all night. No, somebody else out there want to get in the conversation. You better dial one right now.
But Minister Terry was talking about being ashamed. You know, she brought that back up, and I really want people to understand that, again, I understand how it feels. So don't think that I'm trying to just dismiss where people are talking about you and they're making you feel bad. But what I am saying, then you need to take that to God in prayer to give you the strength every day to go back to that job, go back to wherever or whoever you need to be in front of with your head held high. and watch him continue to give you the strength. Because in the word, what is that? All you have to do is stand on the word. Lord, you said you'll prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. I'm standing on your word. If that's all you got to repeat. You got to believe the word for what the word is.
Yes.
And watch him do it. I've had
Won't he do it?
Listen, I've had two phone calls between November and I think January of pastors wanting me to come over to their church to one wanted me to co-pastor with them. The other one wanted me to be a part of the ministry and grow this department and this, that, and the other, and then I'll help you do this and that and this, whatever and whatever. And I'm just sitting up there like, why would God call me to my own ministry to turn around and go back and serve up under somebody else? The devil is a lie. My thing is what God did was prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, even though I don't see it right now. They see something in the spirit I don't. And they're trying to get me before I get to my blessing. No, you won't. Y'all better recognize. All right, I'm done, because, you know, listen, it's been a minute since me and you talked, as you said, so I'll be on here all night. But I keep seeing God work. I keep seeing God work. You have to understand, and that's that thing as far as when I didn't realize totally what was on me, how other people will see what's on you, and they'll hurry up and try to capitalize on your gift. Don't do that. Know who you are in God. Know your worth and your value. Stay with the Spirit of God and be like, nope, don't do that. Nope, we ain't doing that. Nope. I said, okay.
My God. Ooh, Jesus.
Because I know that, you know, the one was like, because I know that you're a woman of God, and I know the gift that's on your life, and I see this. I do too. Thank you. But we're not doing that.
I just asked the question. Do you know your worth?
Exactly.
And most people don't even get to the point to know that God really looks at you in a worthy standpoint when you serve him. And you have to know that he sees you from his eyes. It says to be acceptable in whose eyesight? God's eyesight.
You are valuable. You don't understand
valuable.
How valuable you are. Valuable. You
just don't know.
You don't even know. You're like, valuable don't mean having rings
off.
And jewelry and cars and houses. Valuable means, again, one thing that I learned in leader school is be so great at what you do that you're irreplaceable.
Ooh, Jesus. I like that. Amen. Come on. Anybody else out there? I see that we have expounded our time. I think we got about 3 minutes, and we ain't tripping because you can go another hour if you want to preach some more. We got plenty of time. But if anyone else out there, especially that one person, and I still see a lot of people on here that does not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, this is your season to know who he is. Not from me, but through me. Let me just share with you my experiences. Pastor Valorius, Minister Terry, many more that are on this broadcast can share how their personal walk with the Lord made it real to them. And it doesn't take 10 years. It doesn't take 5. It doesn't take 3. It only takes one. It takes a right now moment for you to choose him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you are in the same club. You're on the same level as me. Now, you may not be where I am. That just work. You just got to be ready to work.
That's it.
A lot of people get scared away from God because they say, well, God's so powerful, he can just do this. Well, he didn't help you sin. Why should he help you be saved? Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. No one else has dialed. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I will be talking to you before the 13th.
Amen. So as he said, if anybody that needs Christ, please, all you have to do is just confess him as your Lord and Savior. Please always tune in to every broadcast on the Now Network. We have some dynamic other women speakers, we have male speakers, we have something for you all the time where you can always get the word. So please always dial in because this is true living teaching. I do apologize for all over the place, but I was just excited to be back in fellowship with the family on this month, and I just thank and praise God for you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, God. And right now, Father, I just want to pray for those that are going through their tests and trials, Lord, and I pray for those, Lord, that may have
veered away from the walk of love, and Lord, have went into disappointment, that went into bitterness, that went into anger, Lord, that went into depression. And God, I'm asking, Lord, that you GPS them right now and meet them right where they are and give them direction back to the path to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us for this journey, Lord. There's so much more that's ahead of us, Lord. We know that the enemy is still busy and he's on his job along with the pandemic and other things, but God, we ask, Lord, that you strengthen your people everywhere. Put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them. The power of the blood still works and it still covers. And God, we thank you for that, Lord. I ask that you encourage their hearts and their minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Prove yourself by your word, Father, as they begin to decree and declare the promises of God over their life, as they begin to take a stand over that you are a God, that you will not lie. You have to do your word. You have to stand by your word. And, Lord, they will begin to see the manifestations of it. So, God, we thank you and praise you again for the Now Network, Pastor E and his staff, and, Lord, and everyone across from the east to the west and the north and the south that is listening. God, thank you for everyone. And, Lord, I just bless you. And Lord, just again, wrap your loving arms around them on tonight and begin to speak to them and encourage their hearts and their minds to get back on their love walk. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
For so long, I was silent. For so long, I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for songs with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you.
I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for this moment with thee.